Freely Happen Radio Show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, April 24th, 2012. Getting into the week here. A lot of stuff to talk about. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Dan, the man's in the control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer your calls when you call on in. All right, we have a guest today, and joining us on the line right now is Joe Abadili from Arizona, former prosecutor, criminal defense attorney, radio TV talk show host. I've had him on my show in times past. It's been a really long time. So, Joe, aloha. Welcome to the show. Nice to have you back, and how have things been since the last time we talked? Oh, I'm sorry. I saw the write-o on your screen, and I thought we had him ready to go on the line here. Okay. What we have here is failure to communicate. Apparently, we're having some trouble and gremlins with the phones, so let's talk about the economy until we can get Joe on the line here. All righty. Here in the United States of America, as you know, we had this bit of a bump with the stock market yesterday, got everybody worried, but the plunge protection team is doing their thing. And the market is back up a little bit, hard upward shove at the open, sort of trending down a little bit. But the real important economic news right now is that new home sales are off 7% for the month of March. It's the largest decline in a year. Now, this is important because the illusion that the housing market is picking up is a cornerstone of the claim that the economy is improving. You know, ahead of the November elections. And they're trying to basically get people to go back to the banks and pledge a lifetime of labor for the privilege of being allowed to live in a hideously overpriced home. All righty, now we've got Joe Abadili on the line. Joe, aloha. Welcome back to the show after all this time. And what's going on with your part of the world?
Well, it's a beautiful day today, Mike. I'm sitting out here. My wife and I own a house out in 20 acres just southwest of Phoenix, and I'm looking out the window at the mountains and the desert, and Palo Verdes are in bloom. They're just beautiful yellow blossoms. Looks like the cherry blossoms that you see in Washington, D.C., except they're yellow.
Well, it is a beautiful part of the country, and I used to spend a lot of time out there in Arizona. I worked out of the U.S. Center for Astrogeology in Flagstaff for a while during my my days with the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, hiking all over Grand Canyon, and, of course, the Meteor Crater, and it is really beautiful country, and you stand there looking at the Grand Canyon, and it's very humbling to realize my entire state could fit in there.
Isn't that amazing? Well, Hawaii is beautiful. You're in Hawaii now, right?
Yes, I am. I'm on the island of Oahu. I can look out this window here down on Pearl Harbor and see the Arizona Memorial and the Missouri. And, yes, Hawaii is very, very beautiful. No question it is a beautiful place. But I still appreciate the deserts of the American Southwest.
Well, you know, we have a great country if we just don't let the politicians screw it up.
Well, I absolutely agree. Right now we seem to be in the grip of the money junkies. They're going on a binge trying to grab all the real wealth of this nation so they can rent it back to us. And it is a very, very dark time in our nation's history. We seem to have a government unable or unwilling to learn from previous historical mistakes. They keep getting into these economic messes because of this private central bank, and then they try and get out of it with a world war. And it may have worked the last two times, but this time I don't think we're going to win this war, and we're just taking the nation down to utter destruction.
Yeah, we are. But when you say the government, Mike, you know, you have to pick and choose. The government is composed of the three branches. We have Congress, and even Congress as its Senate and its House, and the House has been taken over by the Tea Party, and the Senate, you know, even though people say the Democrats control the Senate, that's not true with the supermajority you have to have. We don't have to, you don't get something passed in the Senate just by 51 to 49. It's got to be 60, you see. And then
yeah,
we have
well, we got to take a break.
Joe, we got
to take a break for commercials. Hold that thought. We will be right back after these words from our sponsors.
I'll do it. Thank you.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Sing a song of Texas, working class cancer sore, tea in Boston Harbor, and Revolutionary War, of giving to the rich and taking from the poor. Sing a song of taxes, let's even up the score. Sing a song of taxes.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Joe Abadili about the decline of American politics. It just seems to get more and more corrupt as time goes on. The vote fraud has never been as obvious. They don't even seem to care that we're aware that the elections are now being rigged, to shove yet another money junkie candidate down our throats. And it seems almost like there's almost an air of unreality, like the government knows we know this is all gone completely off the rails, and yet they're sort of hoping out of a spirit of misguided loyalty or patriotism that we're going to go on looking the other way and saying, yeah, we still think this is the nation that was started by the founding fathers 200 plus years ago. But it seems that we're on the verge of this major escalation of war for no other reason than to try and get out of the economic mess. And as I mentioned in the opening of the show, we have seen this before. Crash of 1907, they get into World War I. Crash of 1929, they get into World War II. Crash of 2008, and here we are basically already in World War III. They're just trying to ramp it up to where it's kind of obvious that it really has become a world war. And behind it all is that realization that before the invention of the Federal Reserve, there was no such thing as a world war. It seems to be a symptom that has come along with this idea of a privately owned central bank issuing all the public currency in circulation as a loan at interest. and whether you want to say Tea Party this and these people got hijacked and this system is corrupt, behind it all is the fact that for the almost 100 years now, this nation has been operating under a system of economics that by design is going to produce more debt than it produces money with which to pay that debt. And this same banking system has been forced on the rest of the world at the point of a bayonet. And now here you are with Europe on the verge of collapse from all this manufactured debt. The U.S. is on the verge of collapse from all this manufactured debt. The total estimated debt to all of these privately owned central banks is $190 trillion. Not one penny of it ever actually existed. It's a bookkeeping entry. And the political system, rather than admit error, rather than admit they made a huge and hideous mistake almost 100 years ago, they're still trying to find some way to game the system to keep themselves in power and prestige and not admit to the people that the entire private central bank experiment is a failure. And I think from that comes all the corruption and confusion and tyranny that we're seeing.
Well, Mike, that's part of it. But you emphasize the private central bank. But, see, I think there are many heads of this hydra. It's not just one head on the snake. There are many heads on this snake. The central bank, first of all, the idea of a central bank when this country was founded, you know, there was some discussion about how to do that, you know. And I believe in capitalism. I believe in the old Protestant ethic, you work hard, and a man is measured by how hard he works and then what he does to accomplish it. But I also believe in social justice. And there has to be a balance between capitalism and the concept of we are our brother's keeper. And the irony of all this, you have many factors and factions involved in all this. You emphasize the bank. I'd emphasize the military-industrial complex. You have companies, you know, I love watching television on the weekends and seeing these people come, we know why we're here, and they show some soldiers, modern soldiers, and they show some other maker of some products and stuff there at Boeing. And I say, yeah, I know why you're there, too. It's to make money. Cut out this crap. And I'm just going to knock somebody silly the next time I hear somebody say, we went to Iraq or Afghanistan to fight for freedom. That is bullcrap. And so you have the military-industrial complex. They have a motive. You have just other – you have Wall Street. It's just sheer greed. They have a motive. You have the central banks. They have a motive because they can control the flow of all this money. But you have these other people that really want this ability to play that game, that Ponzi scheme. And they want to steal from the poor and give to the rich. You have that problem. And then last but not least, you have people with political slash religious agendas. You have those people who think Jesus is going to solve everything. And they don't care about anything going on or going bad because they're all going to go to heaven. And, you know, if you're Mormon, you're going to get to baptize all the Jews after they're dead and they'll rise to heaven and become Mormons, or if you're born again Christian, or if you're evangelical, if you're one of these the rapture type people, everybody's going to be rebaptized again, and they're all going to go to heaven as Christians. So you have all these different competing philosophies, and the central bank may be the money holder, but you have all these motives from these other people who want to send their jobs overseas because it's cheaper. They don't have a sense of country. You know, I was just watching the other day about how our country, the United States, among all the other countries, is like about 24th in education. 24th. Yes. We're not going to survive like that.
No, we aren't. And, you know, what's rather tragic is we put an article at whatreallyhappened.com earlier today where 53% of existing college graduates are either out of work completely or they're not able to find a job that is commensurate with their education. And Obama's on TV today saying, yes, college education's the path of the future. Don't worry about the school loans. Michelle and I only paid off our school loans only 8 years ago. And he says it like this is an acceptable lifestyle for our young kids to be in, this permanent state of debt, just getting an education that they're never going to get the high-paying jobs to pay the loans off.
You can't blame Obama on that. See, I agree with him that we need to have people be educated. I'd rather have people be educated.
Yeah, I agree with him, but we also need to have the jobs for those kids to move into when they come.
Have the jobs. He wanted to have public works. See, I like Obama because he's smart. I don't, you know, I'm a registered Republican, and I'm ashamed to say I got to change to independent because I have no use for these guys who have been obstructing him all this time. They try to say, well, look what he's done to the economy. He hasn't done anything bad to the economy. The economy got bad because Bush put us in two wars that he didn't even fund. When Obama...
Joe, I'm going to have to take issue with that because according to research carried out by the Hackett Group, the pace at which American jobs are being outsourced because of federal government tax incentives has increased under Obama. Now, Obama came into office promising he was going to change the course of the nation from the very bad course that that Bush had put us on. And I will agree with you there about Bush, okay? But Obama has not actually changed the course of the nation.
He
kept us going into the wars.
Is that what you're saying, Mike? Because listen to what you're saying. He hasn't changed the tax. Obama doesn't change the tax code. The legislature, Congress changes the tax code. Congress makes the law relating changing the tax code. I mean, everybody wants to blame everything on Obama. He doesn't change the tax code. You know, I mean, so if you don't like the tax code because you think it's too tough on the corporations, then go to Congress. Hell, the Republicans are doing everything they can to obstruct everything that Obama wants to put through. So blame the Congress for it. Why do they blame Obama?
But we can still we blame Obama because, first of all, he's supposed to be showing some leadership, and second of all, he does have the power of the veto, and there have been a lot of these tax increases and certainly the bailout situation.
Well,
he hasn't vetoed any of those.
You forget about you just exclude this completely, and I don't know why, Mike. You forget that he'd like to not have the tax breaks for the rich. He'd like to have that. I would like to see that. I'd like to see the rich get taxed higher and the poor not taxed as much. You know, the Buffett rule. He's tried to put that through in Congress. I mean, I don't know how you can blame this all on Obama because the president doesn't control what Congress does.
I'm not blaming it all on Obama, but I'm saying Obama has not moved in a direction that I think was in the best interest of the country as a whole.
I'm
kind of opposite from you in that
I
tend to think we're all taxed too much. We're all taxed too much.
Well, no. The rich are not taxed too much. The billionaires are not taxed too much, Mike. You know,
Joe,
get away with that statement.
Joe, if we were to cut out all of these wars, if we were to return to true capitalism, which means when you fail, and stop all these trillion-dollar bailouts to Wall Street.
Well, you couldn't have done that. If Obama, you forget that bailout to Wall Street was done by the guy that got us into all the problems. That was Bush and Paulson. I remember distinctly Paulson coming out on TV with a three-page document, three lousy pages about what he wanted to do for this bailout. And then when the elections came along, Obama was stuck with this, and he brought in all these other economic advisors. They said, we got to do this, or there will be an international depression. So he went along with that. He had to bail those criminals out. Now, the one thing
He didn't. He didn't. As president of the United States, he could do what Kennedy did, which was tell the Treasury start issuing a new public currency that frees them from the accruing interest to the privately owned Federal Reserve.
His economic advisors didn't advise that, Mike.
Economic advisors all came out of the Wall Street and Federal Reserve situation. We're coming up on a break. Joe, what's your website for people who want to read your articles about this?
JoeAbo.com, JoeAbo.com.
All right, Joe, well, thank you very much for spending some time with us. We're going to let you go here, and people will be able to go over to your website and read your opinions about this. I noticed you've got a nice article up there about AIPAC, and we'll have you back again sometime here in the near future. So thanks an awful lot, and we're going to let you go here and switch over to Dennis in Maryland. Aloha, Dennis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Dennis, are you there?
Yes, sir. You there?
Yes. What's on your mind? Yes, I am. What's on your mind?
I got introduced to the spotlight, and, you know, I never paid too much attention. I've seen Bill Clinton lean over a podium one day and shake his finger at people at the spotlight. And then I went to a rally. I went to a rally for NAFTA, protesting NAFTA. It was 1,500 of us there. And all the cameras were there, and there wasn't 1 minute on TV. Well, I come home and I told my wife about it. She said, you got to be mistaken. Well, Helen Bentley in Baltimore had a luncheon protesting NAFTA. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, well, we're going to go down there. And we sat there at the lunch and paid for that. And all the cameras were there. I said, take a look around. And I said, when we got home, I said, you go in the bedroom, you get on the bedroom TV, and I'll say, here, not 1 minute air on NAFTA. The media just blocked it all out.
They do that. Dennis, can you hang on? We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice, affordable solutions. Get Prepared Expo with KWTO's Vincent Finelli. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Prepare and survive right now at GetPreparedExpo.com. Mothers, fathers, grandmothers, and grandfathers all over the world are worried. World-renowned experts predict economic collapse and war. The time to prepare is now. Don't miss the Get Prepared Expo with KWTO's Vincent Finelli. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Keravim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Bum 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 again, bum 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 again. Just so we say, besides him kicking bait. Say, Bob and I, then, why don't we all go and bum again? Bum 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 again, bum 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 again, bum 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 again, bum 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 again. And leave her with two.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're still talking with Dennis in Maryland. And, Dennis, we were talking about how the media is definitely not reporting on certain stories. And I think anybody who's been following the Ron Paul campaign absolutely understands that, where Ron Paul's been getting these huge crowds and the media is ignoring him. They literally cut him out of pictures showing the Republican lineup. USA Today, of course, triggered a huge public outcry when they ran that little information ad about the Republican campaign and left Ron Paul out of it, while including GOP candidates have already dropped out. And, there is no question. The media is not reporting the news. The media is not reporting the facts. The media is the propaganda ministry of this fascist economic dictatorship that has taken root inside the United States of America.
I've been trying to get people to your cards, you know, for Republic Broadcasting Network, get on here so they can get the real news and they get the bill numbers and the House numbers and the Senate numbers, you know. And like I told them, I said, you know, the devil does his work under the cover of darkness. And that's what I've been trying to tell people. But they don't pay any attention.
That's absolutely true. And we're trying to bring the light of public scrutiny, the light of awareness, the light of education and knowledge into the dark recesses of our government. So I guess we're kind of a modern-day Illuminati here, because that's all the Illuminati was. They wanted to end the dark ages of a world ruled by belief and to bring the light of reason and logic and rationality. And unfortunately, the powers of darkness seem to be winning again right now. They're running around the hallways with their torches screaming, "Burn the heretics, burn the heretics." Anything else, Dennis?
No, I want to thank you very much for your program, and I love listening to you, and you have a nice evening.
All right, thanks an awful lot. I'm going to switch over to Arthur in Georgia. Aloha, Arthur. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, my brother. I'll make this real quick because I'm sure you're going to have a lot of callers coming in here. I'm kind of a little confused here because it sounds like your guest there, sir, I can't remember your name. It almost sounds like you're defending Obama when it comes to the bailouts, but I just want to throw this in real quick because I don't see anybody mentioning this in this conversation. Prior to the bailout being passed in 2008 or 2007, remember, Obama said, if we pass this bill, we will not see unemployment go over 8%. However, December the following year, unemployment was at 14%. Thanks, Mike. I'm out.
All right. You definitely, definitely, definitely. Now, I understand that under the original Constitution, the president doesn't have a lot of authority. And I think Joe Abedili still thinks the federal government runs the way it was set up under the Constitution. We know that because of various emergency authorities the president has accrued because of various declared states of emergency, that we've gone off the track of the constitutional republic. We also understand very much that the Federal Reserve is in a position to simply set government policy whenever they see fit. And I can think of no better example where you had Ron Paul and various other members of Congress saying it's time for an audit to see how much this privately owned central bank has made from the American people for nothing more than ink and paper. And the Federal Reserve basically came back and said, if you try and audit us completely, we will simply crash the economy. And that is, you know, the situation that we're in. And I know Joe Abedili disagrees with my looking at the Federal Reserve as the author of much of the evil of our current situation, but we basically have turned our entire national economic system over to a bunch of money junkies, private bankers, and it makes no more sense to do that than to allow drug addicts to be running our pharmacies. And yet that was the stupid mistake that Woodrow Wilson and the Congress made back in 1913, and we have been paying for it ever since, and we are paying a very stiff price for it indeed. And the reality is that if Barack Obama wanted to, under his authority as President of the United States, he could do exactly what John F. Kennedy did, and that is tell the Treasury, start issuing a government-issued currency that circulates free of interest to the American people. Kennedy did it. It was called the United States Note. He put about $4.5 billion into circulation that the American people were able to use for their business without having the Federal Reserve take a piece of the action. Yes, they shot him for it. That's why John J. McCloy, the president of the Chase Manhattan Bank, wound up serving on the Warren Commission. But we expect our president to be men of principle and men of courage, and clearly in that regard, Obama is a complete and utter failure. So moving right along here, we already were talking about U.S. home sales are off 7%. I already mentioned 53% of all college graduates in America are unemployed or underemployed. And I keep thinking back about my nephew. He's a really smart kid. Graduated top of his class and was out of work for, well, it's been almost a year. And he's finally been offered a teaching assistant position at his university. And that's the only, you know, up until now he's been working as an unpaid intern, which is the new name for slave labor, for a state government office. And now he's going to go back to school and work on his master's, and he's got a paying gig at the university. But for 53% of college graduates, and remember, we got a whole new batch about to hit the streets here in another month, and they're going to be saddled with hundreds of thousands of dollars in school loans. And they're going to have all these degrees, and they're going to be going out into the job market, and there is nothing there. Because all of the high-paying manufacturing, engineering jobs have fled to other shores because of the tax policy. And the reality is that, you know, you can have Obama and the Congress pointing fingers at each other, but it still comes down to nothing being done. We'll be right back.
You're
are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today. Clean out the toxins and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Sunday won't add, this economy's in a mess. Seems like every local company's singing the theme from Exodus. Maybe a recruiter could figure out how I'd qualify as an army of one.
Oh yeah, at 36, sure, that's gonna work.
Just another disgruntled executive with a gun. I've got...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. You know, things are really bad in the United States of America when the Mexicans are heading back into Mexico in larger numbers than they're trying to come here. And that's actually, this is what's happening. Everyone's talking, illegal immigration, illegal. Well, the problem is solved. Situation is so bad here in the United States of America that the Mexicans are sneaking back across the border back into Mexico. And I'm not entirely sure the Mexican government is all that happy about that. You know, they're starting to beef up their border security and say, no, you went across the line, you stay there. You're the United States problem now. But all joking aside, the net flow of Mexicans across the border is heading south. They get up here and say, boy, this doesn't look anything like we saw on TV. They head back across the border and they say, what do you mean Mexico's not going to let us back in? They have a very strict immigration and labor policy in Mexico. You can't just walk into Mexico and get a job. We need that same rule here. We never would have gotten into this mess. So poor Obama, all of his instant voters he was hoping on for November, they're all going back to Mexico to go on down there. Speaking of Obama, he was over at the U.S. Holocaust Museum, which strikes me as odd because I don't recall that we had a Holocaust here in the U.S., not counting the treatment of the Native Americans, of course, and they do finally, after all this time, have their own museum. But, you know, Obama's over there with all the memory to the Nazi victims and blah, 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 blah. I'm not saying the Nazis weren't jerks, okay? But how many museums of this do we need to the exclusion of other things that are far more pertinent to the American people? So anyway, Obama's out there speechifying, and Elie Wiesel, who's already been caught, you know, in fraud with his writings. He's been caught lying and fabricating. And the excuse is, well, maybe it was a fake, but it captures the spirit of the memory that you should have, blah, 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 blah. And they're over there talking about now, remember how they were saying Iran was the new Nazi empire? Well, now it's Syria is the new Nazi empire, and President Bashar al-Assad is committing genocide against his civilians. Same thing they were saying about Saddam Hussein, same thing they were saying about Gaddafi, same thing they were saying about any nation they want to invade. And we seem to have this pattern. They've settled into a rut of a repeating pattern, and we know it's a repeating pattern, and step one is the CIA and the Mossad smuggle weapons into a nation along with a bunch of agent provocateurs trained at the U.S. training facility in Kuwait, where they're admitted. They're training these terrorists, and then they infiltrate them into the target nation. So once they're inside this nation, and by the way, a Saudi official on a BBC interview just a couple of days ago admitted the so-called Syrian revolutionaries had guns and ammo and weapons right from the very beginning. Somebody went in and said, here, have some guns, cause trouble. So that's step two. The inserted agent provocateurs recruit and arm freedom fighters, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, and start a coup d'etat against the targeted government, in this case that of President Assad. Okay, then step three, eventually the targeted government has to fight back because they're being shot at by armed insurgents. And the U.S. will then start screaming about the humanitarian crisis and they will invade, which leads us to step four. The targeted government is out. Their wealth vanishes into the debt hole of the United States government or NATO. The puppet rulers are installed. A private central bank is imposed on the people. The people of that nation suffer, and the money junkies move on to their next target. It's the same pattern, whether it was Iraq, Libya, now Syria. It's the same pattern. Cause trouble, say, oh, we must go in to solve the trouble. They tried to do it in Iran a couple of years ago, fell flat on its face when the son of the Shah of Iran opened his big mouth, said he was ready to resume the rule of the peacock throne. And they started handing out these new flags of the new Iran at the protest marches, and it turned out to be the flag of the Shah. And when they did that, everybody said, okay, we see what this is going on here, because that flag of the Shah meant, yeah, Shah's coming back, or the son of the Shah's coming back, the Savak is coming back, we're going to go back to the very conditions that led to the Iranian Revolution of 1979. This is how the United States maintains its imperial dominion over the earth. Go into a country, mess around with it, cause trouble until you can justify invading on humanitarian grounds, take over the place. You want to stop terrorism? I know how to stop terrorism. Stop mucking around with other people's countries and the terrorists will go home. They do not hate us for our freedoms. They do not hate us for our religion. They hate us because they're watching their friends and family blown to bloody bits before their very eyes, and they're finding Made in the USA stamped on the shrapnel. That's why they hate us. Anyway, now President Assad is trying to abide by the ceasefire and the UN demands for peace, but the agent provocateurs, the rebels, the freedom fighters, whatever name you want to put on them, they are continuing the attacks. They're carrying out these bombings. They're carrying out bombings inside Damascus. Everybody has to agree on peace, but it takes only one nutcase with a bomb to start a war, and that's what's going on here. The U.S. and Israel are sending these people into these countries to kick up a conflict, and then they use the conflict as the excuse to move in and take over the place. It's exactly what they did in Libya. They're doing it in Syria, and they're doing it in Syria because that is the last stepping stone before they launch the attack on Iran. And there we go. All righty, let's see. Bank of America, we're starting to see this serious anti-gun campaign here in the United States of America, and it's far more subtle and covert than it has been in times past. You know, we're not seeing the huge ads about, you know, guns are bad, you've got to give up your guns, guns won't solve anything. You know, this from the same government that is, you know, shooting anything that moves on the other side of the planet here. But we're starting to see the financial system, because remember, ultimately, it's the money junkies that are afraid of a revolution. And they're starting to bring very subtle, very subtle maneuvers against the gun manufacturers. And Bank of America, for example, has now cut off credit card transaction support for Macmillan Firearms. We don't want your business. We know that Craigslist will not carry any gun ads. eBay and PayPal will not involve themselves in any gun transactions. Bit by bit, the buying and selling of firearms is being moved out of the mainstream financial system. At the same time, the government is trying to find some way that they can track all of these gun purchases that are going on here. So it's kind of a two-way street here. They're saying, oh, we don't want to have anything to do with your gun transaction, but you got to tell us who you're buying and selling them from. So let's see. Now, there is a reason, obviously, for all of us to have guns over and above the defeat of tyranny, as Thomas Jefferson said. We need it for personal defense and security. Over in Detroit, people don't even bother calling 911 any longer. It's become just a complete joke. The citizens of Detroit understand they cannot rely on the police. And as a result, self-defense killings have skyrocketed. Justifiable homicide in Detroit shot up 79% in 2011 from the previous year. And we're seeing the same thing here in Hawaii, where there are more and more crimes of violence as citizens are forced to defend themselves because the police, well, they're down there writing speeding tickets for the tourists. And they're calling it the Wild West up there in Detroit. But I'm going to make a prediction. If enough of criminals get shot down in the streets by citizens, crime's going to start going back down again. The only reason it went up is the criminals knew the cops were looking the other way. Down in Georgia, grandmother foiled a robbery by two armed men, got into a shootout with them, and nailed one of them. So good for the granny down there in Georgia here. Now, on a larger scale, macroscopic scale, if you will, over in Europe, the situation is still very, very dire. Over in Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel basically is getting into a serious stress situation because there's the push for austerity in lockstep with the rest of Europe, and the German people are saying, no, our economy is healthy. Why are we being asked to lower our standards of living, to basically surrender everything that we have worked our lives for, you know, to pay for countries that got basically screwed by Goldman Sachs and the Wall Street mortgage-backed security fraud? And that's becoming a hard sell in country after country after country. And it's leading to riots and the potential for revolution. It's a big reason Sarkozy is going down to defeat in the present elections. Because there are all these European leaders saying, oh, yes, we're going to tax our people and turn all the money over to the central bankers so that they can avoid the dreaded red ink on their Holy Scripture spreadsheets. And the people are saying no. And it all goes back to the people of Iceland, what they did, the people of Egypt. And now we're seeing in Greece where the people of Greece are saying that half of this debt that we're told we must sacrifice to pay came about because Goldman Sachs and Papandreou did a little underhanded, shady, cooking the books deal to hide the debt. At the same time, they made the problem much, much worse. And why should the people of Greece have to pay for that? And the answer, of course, is they shouldn't. They absolutely should not. Here in the United States of America, I mean, our aggregate debt to the privately owned Federal Reserve is worse than the European debt situation. We're actually in far worse trouble than Europe. And the question Americans need to start asking is, this transition from our original U.S. government treasury-based currency to a private bank in charge of the nation's economy occurred before any of us were born. It occurred without our permission, without our vote, without our blessing. Why should we go on paying for a mistake made by President Woodrow Wilson? He even admitted in his diary it was a mistake to sign that bill. Congress has always had the right to shut the Federal Reserve down. There is a clause in the charter saying by simply repaying the money to the Federal Reserve that was loaned at its creation, I think it's about $1 billion. Back then, a lot of money. Now it's spare change. By paying that back, the charter can be revoked. But our Congress lacks the will and to do it because the Federal Reserve hands out lots of goodies that they get by basically ripping off the American people. And it's time for the American people to ask, why should we go on being slaves to a banking system imposed on us without our permission 100 years ago? Why? Why are we taught by the schools to believe this is the way life is supposed to be in the United States of America? The other nations in the European Union, they're already asking that question. They've already started the "we won't pay" movement, and we need that here. All of this money that the government owes was borrowed for purposes not related to the care of the American people. The money that was borrowed for roads, schools, and hospitals, yeah, we'll pay that back. That's an honorable debt, and we agree with that money that was being spent. But all the wars and all the weapons and all the tithing to Israel and all the bailouts to Wall Street, we never agreed to any of that. We told Congress 90% of the will of the people was do not bail Wall Street out, because under capitalism, when you screw up, you fail. It's only under fascism that when you screw up as a business, the people are robbed to give you another chance to go back and play again. That's fascism. We're not a capitalist nation anymore. We're a fascist nation. I seem to recall from World War II that we were supposed to be opposed to that sort of thing. So things are getting very, very tense in Germany, and I think this is definitely going to be the summer of rage here. Meanwhile, ahead of the European Central Bank summit in Barcelona, the borders between Spain and France are closed. They are concerned about protesters from France coming into Spain to Barcelona to basically tell the European Central Bank, we think it's time to pull an Andrew Jackson on you. You are a den of vipers, and we are going to rout you out. So clearly the money junkies are getting nervous. They understand that you are seeing behind the papier-mâché head that's on fire. And you understand that it's just an old guy with a bunch of levers behind a curtain who's trying to trick you into going out and sacrificing yourself for whatever it is that old guy behind the curtain wants. They know that you know that it's all based on a lie. They know that you know that rule by compound interest is no more legitimate than rule by divine right or rule by chattel ownership of your body. It's just the latest in a long series of hoaxes to trick you into surrendering control of your life to those people who want to yoke you to whatever their particular agenda happens to be, whether it's fighting wars, wealth beyond dreams of Midas, or building another pyramid. They know we know. And they're getting very, very nervous about that. Dennis Kucinich actually came out with a very good comment that I'm in agreement with. And that is that instead of nation building abroad, which is what they call it when they bomb someplace into rubble and then put up some quick stucco replacement buildings, but we should be nation building at home, and we're not. Go out and look at the condition of your roads. We got a road down here at the bottom of the hill, Moanalua Boulevard. I mean, that is so full of potholes and stuff. When we drive along, the CD won't play in our car. It's just constantly skipping around. That's how bad the roads are. Here in Hawaii, somebody did a study. Every year, the average Hawaiian driver will pay $600 in damage to their car caused by the bad roads. I remember two cars ago, when we still had the Honda Accord, hit a pothole that was so deep we tore the muffler off. This is on a major highway. We're not talking about a back dirt road someplace out by the cane plantations. We're talking about, you know, the highway going up to Haleiwa. So our nation is crumbling on the vine. And we have the House of Representatives out there saying, we've got to cut more spending on the American people because we got to protect that budget for the Pentagon. Starve the children, buy more bombs. I think that's a very sick, twisted set of priorities. Now, Obama has come out with a new executive order. And by the way, this is certainly a way in which the president does have direct control of the government without needing the Congress or the legislature. And his new executive order targets surveillance and censorship in Iran and Syria, which is kind of ironic when you consider how much censorship is taking place in the United States of America, certainly within the corporate media. Brings me to another little story here about the influence of Israel on society everywhere. Now, if you're a music lover, and we all are, we all listen to the London Philharmonic Orchestra. They do concerts, they have records, they have done the soundtrack for so many motion pictures. And apparently some of the musicians in the London Philharmonic were dismissed without pay for 6 months because they signed a letter of protest regarding Israel. Okay, what has that got to do with the quality of music at the London Philharmonic? Or are we seeing an undue influence from a foreign government yet again? We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
America, welcome back to the show here. We're still talking about events over there in the Mideast. Yesterday we were talking about this kerfuffle that's kicking up over Egypt's cancellation of gas sales to Israel. not just temporarily, but basically terminating the existing agreement that goes back to the Mubarak regime, in which Egypt was selling Israel 40% of Israel's needs of natural gas at way below market prices. It was a real sweetheart deal. And when Mubarak fell, Israel made a big stink about, you better honor that contract and go on selling us the gas for low prices. And Egypt did for a while, but now they've canceled it. Now, Shaul Mufaz, the leader of Israel's opposition Kadima party, basically said this cutting off of the natural gas is a clear violation of the Egypt-Israeli peace treaty. Now, in point of fact, there's no mention of gas sales in the Egypt-Israeli peace treaty. It calls for normal economic relations, but that's it. There's no specifics within there. And I think Mufaz knows this, but he's sending a little message saying, if you don't turn the gas back on, we will have the Americans invade and just take it from you. Now, as it turns out, the reason Egypt shut off the flow of gas has nothing to do with politics, has nothing to do with peace treaties. Israel hasn't paid for the gas in 4 months. So it's not enough that Israel was getting the gas at a discount. They weren't even paying for what they were getting. And Egypt, like, you know, if you don't pay your electric bill, the lights go out. If you don't pay your gas bill, the heat goes off. If you don't pay for your cable TV, all of a sudden you're watching over-the-air religious programming. That's what happened. That's all it is. Israel didn't pay. The contract is now null and void. And Israel's blustering and saying, you'd better turn it back on or we'll give you what for. And perhaps not surprisingly, along this path to solving all of their problems with yet another war for America to fight, Israel's Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman is now out there screaming at Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that Egypt is more of a threat to Israel than Iran is. We've got to get the Americans to go kill them. And they're talking about reoccupying the Sinai. Not their property. It's not theirs to occupy. If they go into the Sinai with troops, it is a war and an invasion. Now, speaking of Israel and sort of kind of like a double standard that's going on here. It's kind of weird here. And I'm a little sensitive to this story because of the drug problems we're seeing out here in Hawaii. Two Israeli citizens just pled guilty Monday for crimes including smuggling of prescription medication, including, and this is the dangerous part, counterfeit prescription medication, misbranded, misidentified prescription drugs into interstate commerce. They apparently did something like 9,000 shipments. And they got sentenced. One of them got sentenced to 10 months in jail, and the other one got probation and a few thousand dollars in fine. Seems like a very light touch considering how people can be hurt by counterfeit drugs. We're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.